Hi, my name is Alan from LRV Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about URA Master Plan 2025. Where are the property lowbangs? I'll be discussing about the intent of the URA Master Plan 2025. Where are the areas that will see a change in zoning and plot ratio? I'll also be sharing my humble suggestions to improve the master plan that will benefit all Singaporeans, especially those staying in older public flats. And to part it off, I will unearth some of the lowbangs that you can plan to make more money through property investment. As the saying goes, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Without further ado, let's head straight to the discussion. As we all know, Singapore has limited land. Hence, it's important to plan ahead using our limited land resources such that it can shape the city as how we live, work and play. We play an important role as steward to balance our needs of today with those of the future, to ensure Singapore continue to thrive and many generations to come can achieve their aspirations. In 2021, URA has journeyed with Singaporeans in the long-term plan review to chart our future for the next 50 years and beyond. We will now build on this shared conversation to map out detailed land use plan for the next 10 to 15 years in the draft Master Plan 2035. URA has also engaged the public to be guided by four themes: shaping a happy, healthy city, enabling sustainable growth, strengthening urban resilience, and stewarding our nature and heritage. For those who are keen, I have shared the links in the description below. URA Master Plan covers a wide spectrum of areas. It will not be possible for me to cover everything in this short video. Therefore, I will only select a few areas that have greatest interest to fellow Singaporeans. First up, Bukit Timah Turf City is set to be transformed into a high-density housing estate where homes, heritage, nature, public space and amenities are sensitively integrated to provide current and future residents with a highly livable, inclusive and endearing living environment. When completed in around 20 to 30 years' time, the estate will comprise a good mix of approximately 15,000 to 20,000 public and private homes. This also marked the first time in almost 40 years that new public housing is planned along Bukit Timah. Bukit Timah Turf City will be served by two MRT stations on the existing Downtown Line and upcoming Cross Island Line. These are some photos I took before the former Turf City was closed to the public. This place has kind of an old world charm with the grandstand at the centerpiece. I'm not sure if they will preserve the grandstand. I feel it should. After all, this building has found memories to our big heritage. It can be turned into a commercial knobs and tuition center on the upper floors. I'm very sure she got takers. This area is also very spacious and vast. It is also very green with many historical and iconic landmarks all around. I remember coming here to drive around to soak in the nature. What I really miss was the former Rider Cafe. What to do? We are living in modern Singapore. The land has to be reused for the highest and best use. More plans will be unveiled when they are ready. Currently, the area is zoned as residential with subjected to detailed plannings. URA has already kickstarted the rejuvenation of the Turf City with a GLS site along Bukit Timah. This site will be launched in April 2025 and can accommodate 370 homes. Chencharu Close is in Yishun Town. HDB, as the master planner of this heartland area, Chencharu will offer around 10,000 new homes by 2040, of which at least 80% will be set aside for public housing. The first BTO project has 1,270 units, comprising a mix of 2-room flexi to 5-room flats. Besides new homes, Chencharu will offer new amenities and facilities to provide greater convenience to residents. They will complement existing ones in the vicinity, such as a neighborhood park, Home Team NS Kaptit, Kaptit Central Neighborhood Center, and Kaptit MRT Station. There are also plans for the new education institution and nursing home to cater to the need of residents across different age groups. HDB has launched a sales site at Chencharu Close. This is a mixed-use site comprising a commercial and residential development integrated with a bus interchange and a hawker center. The site can potentially yield about 875 residential units. This will surely be a hotly contested site, especially if it comes with a commercial component. As we all know, heartland malls are always crowded. Yishun North Point is one good example. What does this mean for you? If you're planning to get a BTO flat in this area, don't say they are ulu ho. Don't say there's nothing there. Don't say Yishun cannot make it. Once you get a BTO flat in Chencharu, you sure huat all the way to MOP. Then, what about private owners? Let's wait and see how much the land is sold for. This will indirectly give us an indication of what is the future selling price for this mixed development. I wouldn't be surprised if it's above 2,200 per square feet. This means all resale condo in Yishun look very cheap today. Woodland North will be very exciting in the years ahead. This is currently the master plan for Woodland North. Development will take place around Woodland North MRT station and the upcoming RTS to Johor Bahru. We can see that a plot ratio has already been assigned for this residential plot near Admiralty Park. The nearby industrial park will also undergo transformation to transform them into high-tech, high-rise industrial space. This is the same for neighbouring Sembawang North. Plans are already underway to develop more housing options further up the Admiralty area. The plot ratio has also increased from 3.0 to 3.5. I believe there will be a mixture of public and private housings in this locality. Not forgetting more executive condominium sites could be on the card for this area. As mentioned by HDB in its press release, way back in November 2021, plans are already underway to build a new public housing estate at the site for the former police academy in the Mount Pleasant area. This is on a brownfield site largely comprised of old black and pre-war black and white bungalows in this leafy area. When fully developed, this new 33-hectare estate will provide about 5,000 new homes. The plan is to launch the first build-to-order project of the new housing estate within the next 5 years, which will likely be in 2026. Anyway, these are some photos I took when I was there. For those who love nature, it will be good to drop by to take a look before construction work commence. There is also a mosque known as Masjid Osman Salman. This is a mosque, I believe, dated back as far back to the 1960s. It is a unique kampong kind of architecture. I hope the planners will leave it untouched. The same goes for Bayshore. HDB has already launched BTO flats in these clusters. There are also plans for the GLS site that have been put up for sale in the confirmed list for first half 2025. This site and the many others next to it will kickstart the rejuvenation of the Upper East Coast Road area. How much will developer bid for this site? Will they do a tembusu and offer a low bid? Let's pray hard the developer will be nice to buyers and sell cheap when it is launched. However, I think we can continue to dream on. With seaside residents already fetching 2,200 per square feet, how can a new condo next to an MRT station be sold at the same price? 2,600 per square feet to 3,000 per square feet? Any takers? For your info, some units in Ori already touched 3,000 per square feet. Here, some of you have asked me if it is worthwhile buying a resale condo nearby to ride the wave. For example, Costel Del Sol, which is a very livable project by Cheong Kong Holding, is already trending 1,800 per square feet. It's a matter of time before it crosses 1,900 per square feet. As for the older condo, such as the Bayshore, they are already doing 1,300 per square feet now. Here, I do have a quick answer for you. But if you don't mind old and want the convenience of a train station just downstairs, I think there's nothing much to complain about. As mentioned previously in my earlier video on the Greater Water Southerfront, HDB has plans to launch BTO flats in this area in 2025. They also plans to launch GLS site in the first half of 2025. All this housing will provide more housing options to Singaporeans in this city fringe location. Plot ratio has also been assigned. They come with a high plot ratio. This means they can easily reach 50 stories for some sites. The next site I want to discuss is Pearl Hill. The authority have also publicly announced more housing options in this location. Since the new Pearl Bank has already achieved its TOP, more homeowners will be moving in. However, this also marked the beginning of more massive construction activities in this area. If we glance at the master plan, there are very high plot ratios surrounding Pearl Hill Park. I'll also be placing my bet on York Hill, Jalan Minyak to Jalan Kukoh area to undergo SERS or VER in the future, as previously mentioned in my SERS video. At this juncture, I can't help but wonder, why are there so many housing developments in Singapore? From public to private housing, Singapore has so many people meh? I thought we are going through a low birth rate plus a silver tsunami with an aging population. Shouldn't we be building more studio flats to healthcare facility instead? Strange, right? I'm also puzzled about this. So far, I feel that URA has done a great job in engaging the public on the draft master plan. They want to hear our thoughts, concerns, and ideas to develop the DMP 2025. As a plan, we should reflect the needs and aspirations of all Singaporeans. Over the last 2 years, the public has been invited to share our ideas and perspectives on land use plans ranging from national initiatives to key projects in and around our neighbourhood. Some of these include from the rail to trail rail corridor exhibition to reimagining former Jurong Bird Park and Jurong Hill, the Long Island plan along East Coast Park, to recreation master plan and many others. Here, it's heartening that our planners have put in so much thoughts just to develop the master plan. At this juncture, let me contribute back to the industry with two suggestions. With an ever-increasing migrant workers' population working in Singapore, I realize that they have challenges in finding suitable accommodation in Singapore. Let's face it, most landlords don't want workers in their properties. I can still recall years back when JTC started to offload some of their HDB properties to the resale market to stabilize the HDB resale market. Such flats have provided a refuge for these workers to stay in an affordable and safe place while they contribute to our economy. Here, I humbly hope the authority can provide more such accommodation within the neighborhoods. This property can be integrated within an industrial setting, and JTC can assist in managing them. Take note, these are not dormitory, but rather standalone 3 or 4 room HDB concept flats for migrant workers. They can be rented to SME owners to house their workers instead of looking into the resale market. This will also reduce the friction of migrant workers with Singaporeans from time to time. The second suggestion I have is to initiate VER earlier, rather than wait for another 20 years when these flats have a remaining lease of 30 years. This is a tricky time bomb. Who on earth would want to stay in a flat with a 30 years balance lease left? HDB has been building new HDB towns from greenfield site that are forested area. Whether they are primary or secondary forests or hold any ecological value, any addition tree cut down means we will be living in a concrete jungle. I know we must balance housing with nature, but since we have so many aging HDB flats all across the island, they are ripe for redevelopment. Shouldn't we commence VER earlier and save our precious green space? Planting an addition 1,000 young seedlings also has no use. Once the matured trees are gone, it will take decades for them to regrow back. Here, I urge the authority to relook in VER earlier. It's a matter of who will take on such heavy responsibility. For those who watch Under the End, you are rewarded. Let me share with you where are the property lobangs ahead in the 2025 master plan. Look no further. Firstly, just take a look at the GRA sales of site program for the first half of 2025. Just buy those resale properties around the vicinity. Very simple. When such GRA sites are sold, their future selling price will usually be higher. This indirectly push up the resale value in the vicinity. That is why you have many choices to choose from. There is no shortage of property for you to consider. Secondly, as mentioned in my West Coast MRT extension, any properties that are near a train station, Shil Huat, buy before they make any announcement. I have a feeling the station location are already ready. Now is waiting for the right moment to announce it. For those who don't wish to second guess, you can easily commit to any properties along the Cross Island Line to the Jurong Regional Line. Buy near MRT, Shil Huat, be it for HDB or private properties. Thirdly, private homeowners are hoping their plot ratio will be revised. Well, in Hokkien, there's a saying, Tan Ku Ku. The authority has learned what happened in Novena decades ago when the plot ratio was adjusted upwards with a stroke of a pen. Many private owners become instant millionaires. This creates a problem. The rich get richer. Then, what about HDB owners? Hence, for the plot ratio to be revised, one must have a strong reason for it to happen, such as infrastructure projects or major public works. This also brings me back to another suggestion. some condos near MRT station have ridiculously low plot ratio. Since they are sitting on private land, any increment mean the owner will confirm make money. If that is their concern, then please impose an addition land betterment charges to cream off the profit. At the same time, achieve a win-win situation. Lastly, for those who have sharp eyes like me, if you can run faster like the rest, act faster than the rest, and be patient enough to watch until the end, I have an extra lubang for you. URA has made amendments to the master plan in January 2025. They have rezoned a reserve site in Newton from a reserve site to a residential site with a 4.9 plot ratio. Currently, this place is used by Prudential at 51 Scotts Road. It's on a 15-year lease, awarded in 2007. It sits on a reserve site. A spokesman for the Singapore Land Authority said that each of the three properties has been granted extension until sometime in 2025, and the site will be returned to the state when tenancy expires. What does this mean for those staying in the nearby condos? If you are smart enough, you should know what to do now. Here, I hope I've enlightened everyone by this long video. It's not easy to do this content. Appreciate the likes, subscribe, and share. That's all, and see you in the next video.